Blog Talk Radio.
We're back. Yes, indeed, we're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, indeed, for another precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Miab, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High, yes, indeed, for this precious opportunity. Yes, for this precious opportunity. Be back with you here again. Speak these very precious words. The Most High has granted for the blessing of our people. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, I thank the Most High that He has allowed me to be a tool toward refreshing the minds of our people so much, my brothers and sisters, that for so long the minds of men have not considered and has for a long time forgotten. Thank you all for listening, and I thank the Most High, yes I do, for every ear. I said I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. The Most High has told me, yes indeed He's told me, that under His cause I have some very important, yes some very, very important things for Him that I must do. He told me because of what I must do. Yes indeed, He told me because of what I must do. He said to me that I would accrue some very powerful friends. yes, some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, he said to me that I would have his protection, yes, his protection and his guidance. For that, my brothers and sisters, I can only be, yes, I can only be utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he has told me that I must tell you things. Yes, that indeed I must tell you things. That men have done some everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and if they could, my brothers and sisters, to destroy. But I know, my brothers and sisters, and those who know the scriptures well, know that the Most High sends prophets. Yes, the Most High sends prophets to speak what others would not. I repeat, he sends prophets. He sends a prophet. He sends a prophet to speak what others would not. The Holy Spirit, the scriptures tell us, teaches all things. No lie in it. Reproving all sin. Reproving all error. How about my brothers and sisters? Shows us as the comforter. The way of peace. Purity and completion, offering one choice. And frankly, my brothers and sisters, we must understand that since the scriptures tell us at 1 Corinthians 1:10 through 11, and in the name of the Most High, we must all speak the same thing. Ooh, where do you get all these denominations from? We must all speak the same thing. No divisions among us. Then how is it, my brothers and sisters, that we have obliged so many differing doctrines and still dare to say that with this multitude of contentions and competition, the Most High is pleased? Because believe me, my brothers and sisters, it's gotten to a point, and it's long been so, that in such a competitive world as the one in which we live, many are not concerned about whether or not they are true to the Great Commission, to go forth and teach all things, no lie in it, go forth and teach all nations, everything the Most High has commanded. Keeping in mind, the scripture says Messiah will come for the restitution and restoration of all things. In other words, he will reprove all, my brothers and sisters, who do not seek and will not uphold, according to all the Most High spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. He even went as far as to say that when Messiah comes and comes to reveal, according to Acts 3:18 to 23, all things the Most High has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. Said, whoever will not hearken to his testimony as a prophet, people say, will be cut off from among the people. Well, my brothers and sisters, need to understand what that means. We all need to understand what that means. The Great Commission was to go forth and teach all nations everything that he has commanded at the behest and the power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But let me tell you something. The name of the Father relates, hear me, my brothers and sisters, that he is all that he is. Scripture says the name of Yeshua, he said he would deliver his people from all their sins, means he would deliver them from whatever it is that keeps them from being something other than one. He would deliver them from whatever keeps them far from being one in one agreement, peace, covenant. The very word for peace in Hebrew relates to the concept of being complete. That means he must deliver his people under one standard. One absolute, pure and complete standard. We must understand, brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things. No lie in it. Bringing all things the Most High has said to remembrance. That we might indeed, my brothers and sisters, be truly repentant. For the word of the Most High is from the beginning. That means that unless we seek the word the Most High declared from the beginning, before all these divisions of man, what we uphold, my brothers and sisters, is not the Most High, not the will of the Most High, but the works of the devil. We must understand that when the scriptures tell us that Messiah comes according to Acts 3:18 to 23, I said Acts 3:18 to 23, when it says Messiah will come for the restitution, the restoration, ultimately the remembrance of all things, according to all the Most High spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. We must understand that the scripture says that whoever will not hearken to him as a prophet, whoever will not hearken to his testimony, shall be cut off from among the people. Do we ever understand, my brothers and sisters, what this means? Is that the covenant was always that either we seek all that the Most High has decreed, all that he revealed by his Spirit, or basically, my brothers and sisters, the scripture said either you seek all his will, seek and teach, believe, and seek to obey all his will, or simply, my brothers and sisters, be damned. Did you hear me? Either seek and teach all his will, or be damned. Anything less than seeking all his will, my brothers and sisters, is a deception. Anything less than seeking all his will could never be in agreement. He said we must comprehend as saints, all the saints, according to the full height, depth, and breadth of divine understanding. With all the saints, according to all, agreed as one. Look at Ephesians 3rd chapter. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, purity and completion, offering one choice. He said, either we seek all his will unto the full measure and stature of Messiah, or else we are alienated. I'm talking about Ephesians 4:4-17. Are alienated like the nations, provocative like the nations, without a covenant like all the nations, my brothers and sisters, who desire something less than perfect peace and the will of one. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. The only way all the nations are going to be one of the Most High is that every nation on this earth is going to have to recognize wherever it is, it must be repentant. After what the Most High from the beginning decreed. Even as every man must do the same. No one counted himself so wise before the time till the Messiah comes and reveals the hidden things that men have not considered. I'm talking about 1 Corinthians 4:5. He said, and then shall every man know how to praise Yah. Did he say you knew how to praise him according to the various standards of the kings and rulers of the earth? Absolutely not. Book of Jacob, we call James. Said if we're scattered among multitude of provocative provocations among the nations. Ideas, my brothers and sisters, that provoke men under such allegiances against the perfect will of Yah. Provoke men against men. Scripture say we still must seek to bring forth unto the Most High a perfect work. Purity and completion, again, offers one choice. Why do you say go forth and teach all nations? Why do you say, if you lack this discretion, seek him? No man, my brothers and sisters, discern what is pure and complete before the Most High, lest it be by the Holy Spirit. No man raises his own conscience unto what the Most High is pleased with, but by the Holy Spirit. He said, if you lack this wisdom, he said, ask him. What was the purpose? Because the Most High is not mocked. No misrepresentation is viable unto him. He said you should see beyond all double-mindedness. In other words, this plurality that exists among us. Men seek to be justified after partial standards. It's completely non-viable. He said teach all his will that there be no divisions among his people. Let me repeat this. He said teach all his will. If there be no divisions among his people, teach all his will, as that the gift of the Holy Spirit that brings all things to remembrance. Else what you establish, my brothers and sisters, is not the gospel, but a multitude of curses, divisions. Damnations with which the Most High cannot be pleased. Scripture says, if any man preach any other word and call it the gospel, say, let him be accursed. It means, my brothers and sisters, unless we seek the Most High for the fullness of all his will, all that his Spirit will convey. And he sent forth his apostles to do exactly that. He said all who come after them should do the same. He said either we seek all his will, my brothers and sisters, or in establishing partial standards. We set men in cages. We set men in bondage. Do we think, my brothers and sisters, that those who set men in bondage to be divided after their own self-righteousness will be counted worthy to be called liberators? Think again. Matthew, Matthias 5:14-24 told his people there would be a light to the world. And that means an invariant light according to James 1:17, they called it. Say the every good and perfect gift comes from the Father of light, in whom there's no variableness, no shadow of change. That means the people of the Most High must all be one invariant light. You're listening to a man who's seen third heaven, and believe me, let me tell you something. All who are there desire one consistent, brilliant light, true to the Most High in all things. He said, go forth and teach all nations everything. That's that brilliant, unwavering light, pure and in completion, offering one choice. He told his people they're supposed to be a light to all the nations. He said, therefore, whoever then seeks to deny even the least of the law and the prophets shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. If you allow anyone to trick you into calling any lesser ideal the light, Scripture says you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. We must have inspiration from the Most High then. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. So many have considered themselves wise before the time rather than being humble enough to ask the Most High what is acceptable repentance unto him. But many of my brothers and sisters have fallen victim to rulerships, pastors, priests, rabbis, who sit back and say that if the people are willing to buy a lie, some fallen and short-sighted standard, they're willing to sell it. Many of they who say, my brothers and sisters, that if it's not an outright physical drug that everybody can see, that if the people are willing to buy it, it is legitimized, even legal, by its demand. But my brothers and sisters, did anyone ever stop to consider that such concepts as this are vanity, completely inviolable before the Most High? What the Messiah said. He said, your righteous must exceed that of your rulers who deny in any way the law and the prophets. That's global. Pastors, priests, rabbis, kings, makes no difference. Either then you just rediscover, my brothers and sisters, what your rulers are not telling you. I said, either you rediscover what your rulers are not telling you, else you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. How do you rediscover what the rulers are not telling you? But by a direct gift from Yah. Scripture says, if you lack wisdom, you should ask him. I regret to say there are very few, because the scripture says, broad is the road that leads to destruction, narrow is the road that leads to eternal life. Rare few realize what the scriptures really means when it says you must watch out for false prophets. It means watch out for those who don't teach you everything. They cry, Lord, Lord, but not to perform fully was the will of the Father. He didn't say anybody enters the kingdom, but those who did will seek the will of the Father. The Father said, go forth and teach him everything in the name of his Father, Son. Messiah said, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, teach everything. But what about those, if you fall victim to those who don't? Do you really think they preached you the gospel? You think they preached you the word of peace? Everybody teaching partialities, self-righteous in those partialities, not seeking the law by faith, seeking the greater wisdom of Yah? Do you think that's agreement, my brothers and sisters, or mass corruption? My brothers and sisters, I dare to tell you that men not seeking the whole word of Yah and calling it enough, saying the Most High sanctions such a thing, that is not the will of Yah. That is Babylon. Mystery Babylon. Why? Because men haven't discerned that they've taught doctrines that are both partial and polluted. And my brothers and sisters, I want you to think about something. Messiah said, go forth and teach all nations everything he commanded. That's commissioned to all who will be true to his spirit, all who are called by his spirit. Do you really believe you can just pick a denomination and they all have taught you all that you need to know? Think about it. 45,000 denominations across 280 nations. Do you think it's because you're subject to one or pick one? That you've been taught all things? The scripture says the Holy Spirit is a comforter. Scripture says comforter. The scripture says the one called Eliyahu as a herald of the Messiah, which says, comfort ye, O my people. Repent ye, O my people. That means return and remember the truth that you forgot. Be comforted. Be made one. Find peace after what was declared from the beginning. How many of us understand, my brothers and sisters, the scripture calls Messiah in Isaiah 40? We go to Isaiah 41. And it calls him the king, or the righteous one, likened to the rising sun. Righteous one, meaning that the peace will come through one who exposes all the standards of your rulers and every fallen stasis after which they have stagnated the minds. He will expose them all as treacherous. If those who seek him, according to the righteousness that he declares, to strengthen the discretion of his people, only they, my brothers and sisters, will gain the power, the scripture said, to become truly the sons of Yah. The scripture said, those who believe in him, he gave them power to become sons of Yah, not after the will of the flesh. Hey, the will of the flesh is partial. Will of men, divisive, partial. Nor of blood. Well, let me tell you something. Kindredships in this world. Founding fatherhoods and kindredships and allegiances are partial. You say he gave them power to become sons of Yah. How about sons of him who teaches all things? Teaches all things that his people are not divided. Remember, the scriptures told you in Romans, not all have heard the preaching of the gospel. Not all have heard the whole word that they might preach it. Faith comes by hearing, then a word from the Most High himself, by a word from the Most High. The scripture says, how can one call upon him whom they've never heard? What about if you, all you've heard is pieces and parts of the word and never discern what from the beginning Most High foreordained is eventuality? You don't know which direction in which you from which you came, nor which you where you're going, you are still yet lost. You might read the words, my brothers and sisters, but not understanding precept, foundation, and eventuality. So much of what the Most High has said has been taken entirely out of context. My brothers and sisters, that's not the salvation. That's not the oneness. That's not the peace of mankind. How many have understood the purpose for which we were made as habitation of the Holy Spirit? To declare, my brothers and sisters, what is the true testimony of the Most High? You ever stop to consider the misrepresenting that will in any way is what devils do? Come on, my people, it's time to understand, as I said before. The covenant was always that its people must seek to believe and obey all that is divine will, to be converted unto a standard beyond all their rulers, or be damned and cut off from the, my brothers and sisters, the consecrated people. To be damned, my brothers and sisters, not one with those who have agreed outside the agreement, outside the covenant, still called reprobate and lawless. It's time we understand the truth, my brothers and sisters, because for a long time, men have not. Institutions called seminary schools have passed out generic degrees after all manner of partialities that men have taught. Never been about absolution, therefore always confusing the masses. And men, my brothers and sisters, have complied with one another's partialities and constraints, never realizing that you can never agree with the Most High according to part of his word. Did you hear me? You can never fully agree with the Most High after just part of his word. Scripture never said he would confirm and seal anyone with just part of the message. Do you sign and seal and deliver a letter with just peace and part of the message on it that it might possibly be misconstrued? If you look at Revelation 7th chapter, 2nd verse, it talks about one called the angel from the rising sun. How about the messenger, my brothers and sisters, who gives the messenger who reveals the light of the Most High? Where the messenger is also king of the east. The scripture calls him king of the east because he is like the light that suddenly arises, my brothers and sisters, to cast out all the darkness or expose every standard that seems to be light that is just a, let's just say, my brothers and sisters, just a spark or a twinkle or a reflection of light in the night. When the sun arises, my brothers and sisters, every star, planet, even the moon, my brothers and sisters, seems to be bright in the night. It's put to shame by his exceeding brilliance. The scripture called Messiah, one who brings forth the great light, my brothers and sisters, to expose all those that men called wisdom. Isaiah 41st chapter says he comes to expose all your rulers. Malachi 3rd says he comes to expose all your priests. Zechariah 10th chapter. Need to read that 10th chapter, read that 12th, 13th chapter. It says he comes to expose all your shepherds who men have thought were associated with the Most High, thought they were friends. Messiah said, go forth and teach all nations everything. He said, you're my friends
If you teach, keep, and command everything that he has commanded. Yohanan, John 15:14. He said a whole lot of folks that men have called the friends of the Most High, brothers and sisters, actually then been enemies. He said he would smite the shepherds and their flocks should be scattered. His word is like a sharp two-edged sword that will discern the thoughts and intents and the counsel of every heart. How is it then, my brothers and sisters, that we live in a world that men have just presumed that a multitude of partial standards are in agreement with him? How can men believe that a multitude of diverse standards, my brothers and sisters, are acceptable unto him? He said, if you only teach part of his word and don't seek to discover, rediscover by his spirit the greater truth the rulers did not preach, he said, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of God. Again, I spoke about what I said on last night, book of Romans. Many have the written book, the written word, they call the law. But they have not sought it by faith in Yah, with a desire to fully appease him. Have a great zeal for the Most High, but not unto what the scriptures often call epinosis or full discretion. In other words, not seeking all that is necessary, all that truly be one. And therefore, the people of the Most High call upon his name, not in truth nor in righteousness, has not been under salvation, not been under peace, but under a multitude of false pride, contentions, self-righteousness. Men, even finding that they can deceive the masses, making avocations of teaching vanity, insufficiency, deceptions, and many falling for it, desirous to be comforted for not knowing truly what is the knowledge of God, causing many to be destroyed for lack of knowledge, causing others in their ignorance to fall victim to the illusion. Wow, my brothers and sisters. Causing many to be victim to the illusion, the ill vision, a strong delusion causing men to believe a lie, half-truths, and the nature of a lie, it never tell you the whole truth to expose the darkness. Scripture says, those who prefer unrighteousness, less than the full will of Yah. 2 Thessalonians said they shall be damned because they didn't have a great love of the truth or not enough love of the truth to seek beyond what is complicit with the leaders. What is complicit, my brothers and sisters, in seeking favor with those who would maintain a charade. It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters, to seek beyond this massive illusions. A generic piece of paper that licenses men to preside over congregations after all manner of worldly differences, already established divisions to maintain those constraints. All who would do so, my brothers and sisters, are complicit in this cage. And I thank the Most High that he has told me directly that I must tell you these things, that he has enlivened my mind to be able to tell you these things. Because my brothers and sisters, our people need to be equipped. Think about what I'm saying to you. The scriptures tell us in 2 Timothy, said, before the Most High denies himself, he will deny us. That means he doesn't deny any of his word. Therefore, he said, you should study to show yourself approved as a workman that need not be ashamed, fully furnished unto all good works. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. That should be our avocation if we say we love one another. That should be our avocation if we love Yah. If we love him, we say we seek him for his, what is his name? He is all that he is. He is one, pure and complete, and offers one choice. We love him with all our minds, hearts, soul, and might, not desires for any unrighteousness, but to please him in all things. Why would you seek for anything less and call it acceptable? Scripture says, without faith it's not possible to please Yah. Unless we look for the most, the will of the Most High beyond what our eyes see and what our ears hear and our hearts immediately think is sufficient after the flesh. He says it's not possible to please Yah. In fact, the scripture says you're none of his, if that's the way you think. In fact, the scripture says we must subdue the will of the flesh that desires to be found righteous after less than what is lawful, that seeks to be found righteous after what is lawless, less than lawful. Scripture says either we submit ourselves to his spirit to subdue the will of the flesh, else we die. But if we subdue the will of the flesh, or what seems wise after the insubordination, the lesser standards of the flesh, by the greater will of the Spirit, moving toward the greater light. He said, then shall we live, crying out, Abba, Bone, Father, and our Father, knowing that the whole creation waits for the manifestation of the sons of Yah. The whole creation, all the Most High has declared, seeks that we all become one with the universe, one with all the Most High has created, that he might see man and all things he has created functioning in harmony. That is what is pleasing to the Most High. And we must discern this is his desire for all his people. But we must, my brothers and sisters, prove ourselves worthy. Most High intends to establish a kingdom that will endure forever. I repeat, he intends to establish a kingdom that will endure forever. Trust me, my brothers and sisters, his point was always to assure that the people who enter into that kingdom prove themselves steadfast, that they will not turn back. Any desire or preference desires that less than the fullness of divine will be acceptable. Any desire for less than the fullness of divine will to be called pleasing. My brothers and sisters, that's not the love of Yah. Did you hear me? That is not the love of Yah. That's not the love of the Most High. In fact, it's the preference after the will of a devil. I said last evening, don't let in effect Messiah said, don't let anybody trick you or confuse you that you call the Savior a devil. Why? Isaiah 5, 5th chapter, reading 5:20 through 26, talking about woe to those who are wise and prudent in their own sight, who call evil good and good evil, who take sweet for bitter and bitter for sweet. All my brothers and sisters, Scripture says many have done this because they rejected the commandment of the Holy One of Israel and despised the law of the Lord of hosts. All my brothers and sisters, realize that then that any institution that taught you to think yourself wise after a lesser standard, seeking to justify itself, was never the faith, was never a covenant, was never the truth of salvation, was never the gospel, but the word of a devil. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Those who love the righteousness of Yah above all else, my brothers and sisters, will not seek to comfort themselves after any lesser standard. In fact, my brothers and sisters, they're willing to say, thy will be done in all things. In other words, they're willing to say that there might be peace, because there can only be peace after the fullness of divine will. They're willing to say that if we don't attain it, still, Father, let it be. Why do I say this? Revelation 22nd chapter speaks about the idea that only those who seek to keep, obey, defend, guard all that is the holy command, that's what that word keep means, they shall have a right to the tree of life. They shall have an opportunity to endure forever. Didn't say anybody who turns against it, creating a schism in that kingdom, would be called worthy to survive. Most High wants a people, my brothers and sisters, he can be assured and confirmed that they will remain steadfast. He said if anybody does not seek the fullness of his will, that they would add anything or take anything away is simply not welcome. Did you hear me? Anybody who is not willing to seek all his will, that would innately, in their lack of knowledge, take anything away, or in their presumptuousness, add what doesn't belong. He said they are not welcome. He said he is the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. How many understand that Isaiah 11 speaks of that one called the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star, according to 2 Thessalonians and Isaiah 11? Scripture says he will expose all the wicked. It means every lesser standard that seems wise after the mere flesh, after what seems wise, after what the eyes see and what the ears hear, after the illusions and provocative veneers of illusion established by men, surface, level understanding. People say who he will come to expose all this, because there's a deeper truth to be understood. The world has laid out a whole lot of overlays, my brothers and sisters. Not what the Most High declared from the beginning. And blessed are they who will see beyond all the illusions, all the masks and masquerades, discern what the Most High declared is eternal from the beginning. And only they, my brothers and sisters, who find that path, discerning beyond all the false prophets, all the false testimonies, to discern what indeed is the truth of the holy name. What do I mean by that? He said, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. That means purge them of all unrighteousness. Show them wisdom in the name that confirms the entire covenant. What does the scripture mean when it says then that many would say, did we not in your name come? Your name preach. Your name do many wonderful works. Cast out delusions in his name. Scripture says you never knew me. Wait a minute. That means you never walked in the fullness of my authority. It means you didn't know me, and I didn't reveal those words you preached. It means, my brothers and sisters, since the scripture says he would tell many who thought they functioned according to his name, according to the fullness of what his divine desire. He said, keep away from me, you who work iniquity, inequity, injustice, partialities, and pollutions. Keep away from me. I did not teach you that. And I don't want anyone to associate your lies with me, is what he's saying. He said, either you should have sought for him for all his will, at his behest, or he simply said, be damned. Why? My brothers and sisters, he said, he made no request for the worldly, those who preserve divisions, those who preserve, I'm talking about John 17:9. He said, I made no request for those who preserve a multitude of worldly standards. Made no request then, my brothers and sisters, for those who preserve a multitude of partial and polluted standards. He comes to redeem this world back to himself. The earth belongs to the Most High, the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. So who shall ascend to the hills of the Most High? Who shall stand in his holy place? But who has clean hands, that means a pure heart, mind, pure works, pure clean hands and a pure heart after a pure understanding. That means, my brothers and sisters, a desire to seek all divine will, no obstructions. Clean hands and a pure heart do not lift up his soul unto vanity. Not seek to be exalted by any partial standard that does not appease. In fact, the scriptures tell us in Malachi, Messiah comes to restore righteousness as of old. Malachi 3rd, restore righteousness as of old in former years, beyond all the rulers who have sought to compel the people to believe they can be satisfied or satisfactory before the Most High after anything less. He says, must have clean hands, a pure heart, works pure after the will of Yah. Who shall ascend to the hills of the Most High? Who shall stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and pure heart, not lifted up his soul unto vanity, not exalted himself after any lesser standard then, has not sworn deceitfully. Well, guess what? Men swear deceitfully when they swear unto less than all the Most High in his holy name advocates that must be upheld to be believed. He said, Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. How about that he gave the world a counselor, a savior, a lawgiver, that men might be restored to true knowledge? Even all the Most High declared from the beginning. Yah so loved the world, he gave it a peacemaker, even the Prince of Peace. That whoever believed in him might not perish. Well, guess what? If men don't believe in the fullness of his testimony, according to Acts, the scripture says they are cut off from among the people, not in agreement, not to be counted true among the saints. Not to be confirmed that they would uphold the peace. Think about it, my brothers and sisters, and understand. He said those who do not believe are already condemned for not believing in the name. How about for not believing in the whole testimony? I said for not having believed or not desiring to believe or be true to the whole testimony. But what did he say? He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. In other words, seek all his will. Seek the obedience to all his will, that the conscience that he brings to the earth might be preserved. He said, and then he revealed himself. Did he say he revealed himself to those who had no desire to obey? Hear me, my brothers and sisters. He didn't say that because the rulers are contentious that you should deny any part of his will after the constraints of men. Above all else, you should desire the will of Yah shall be. And the scriptures actually tell us, said, even though we know that the rulers of the world would be contentious against the will of Yah, even though, my brothers and sisters, we might possibly be found falling short of the mark, what do you think it means that Revelation 22 said, even so, come, Lord Yeshua. Come, he who reproves mankind for all his error. Isn't that exactly what we're still talking about in John 3? He said, you desires to do good things, who loves the light, will come into the light. My brothers and sisters, those who are evil will not come into the light, lest their works, what they believe, what they uphold, should be reproved. Well, my brothers and sisters, those who desire to be pleasing unto the Most High, come to him that they might be found true to him, not seeking that any fallen standard be found viable. Because it's the act to seek that a fallen standard be found viable before the Most High, my brothers and sisters, is to justify a devil. It must be, my brothers and sisters, that we seek all his will with a whole heart, or man is still yet found what the scriptures call unstable, not worthy to be sealed, worthy unto destruction. Revelation 7:2 calls about that one called the messenger, the angel from the rising sun, the king of the east. And he has already had the seal and the confirming seal of the Most High. He has the full testimony of the Most High. That's why the scripture says when he appears, the kings of the earth will be saying, hide us from the face of the Lamb and him who sits upon the throne, for the day of his wrath has come. And who should be able to stand? That one called the angel from the rising sun is the same one the scriptures speak of in Malachi, 3rd chapter. The Lord whom you seek, the one who has the name of the Most High, the name according to all that is his will. Scripture calls him the rising sun of righteousness. When he appears, he comes with healing upon his lips. He says, remember the law which he gave, the Most High gave to his servant Moshe. He says, and that word, my brothers and sisters, shall be the deliverance of a people. How about a deliverance of a people beyond every partial and polluted, perverted standard? Did they tell you who Messiah is? Many of my brothers and sisters, because they have not discerned that the one called Shiloh, the one called the branch, the one called sunrise, the one called day spring from on high, the one who is called king of the east, the one who calls the righteous one like the rising of the sun, the one who is called a rising sun of righteousness, because they have not discerned the one called morning star, wooden offspring of David, is in fact the one that the scriptures mentioned directly in Isaiah 44 through 45. Because they didn't tell you, my brothers and sisters, that one called the anointed one, who the scriptures ultimately say in Isaiah comes at least three times. Because they didn't tell you that the one who comes a second time to regather his people from all nations that might be established in Jerusalem is the Messiah and the Savior of the latter days. Because they didn't tell you that one who comes in the name of the Most High comes to perform and preach, teach, restore all that is divine pleasure. There are many who thought they pleased the Most High after some fallen standard. It means, my brothers and sisters, they tricked you, deceived you, walking after the will of another. If you add anything or take anything away from the covenant, Messiah said you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah, because you walked after the will of another. Why do you think he meant when he said in Matthew 7 chapter, you say, did we not in your name do this, that, and the other we thought was acceptable and pleasing? Messiah, keep away from me. I said, I never knew you. It means you never got authority from me. You walked after the name of another. There's 45,000 denominations out here all claiming to be complete into the will of Yah. That's a damn lie. I said, my brothers and sisters, you should be warned. That's a damn lie. 45,000 denominations, if they all taught the same whole truth, there wouldn't be 45,000 divisions. If they didn't tell you about the secret city prophecy, if they didn't tell you about the gospel in the context of it being a pure and perfect word from above all the nations, that you might exceed all your rulers, that you might exceed all the divisions of this 45,000 denominations, 19 world religions, and who knows how many divisions in the midst of each one. If they didn't tell you you need to exceed them all, then they cause you to believe a whole lot of devilish lies. And my brothers and sisters, it didn't say those who believe a devil. It didn't say those who believe partial standards. It didn't say those who believe pollution would be saved. Scripture says those who believe this strong delusion, that men should believe a pack of lies and pollutions, not discerning how much greater must be their love of the truth, not discerning according to what Psalms 14 and Psalm 53 say, the Most High looked upon the sons of men and saw none who discerned really means how much more they needed to seek Yah. He said, because of this, he says, I saw none who does good, none who does all things complete, righteous. None righteous, no, not one. men deceived after hypocrites and evildoers, because they didn't know how much more they needed to seek Yah beyond their rulers. Scripture says, for this reason Messiah comes, who out of Zion will give salvation to Israel, who will hearken to the one the Most High sends to give salvation to Israel, that the people of Yah might be one, might be glad, might be blessed. I said before that if they didn't teach you the secret city prophecies, how Messiah truly comes to expose all this confusion. Article on my website, hiddengospel.com/secret-city. If they didn't teach us all the law and the prophets and the expectation that is the law of all the Lord of all his people to understand these things, my brothers and sisters, they never preached you the whole gospel. They only taught you a word to keep you constrained in a cage after their false authority. The Holy Spirit never sanctioned anyone to deny any part of the holy truth. Scripture says they would pervert the grace of Yah, the gift of Yah, the gift of Yah that teaches all things. It said they were perverted. That means they teach you something less. They would teach you something polluted. And men drawing hasty conclusions, he said in the last days, Messiah will have to come to convince, whatever way necessary, convince men against all the ungodly words, all the false doctrines that they had spoken. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, Messiah never said that those who saw just part of his word believed or obeyed just part of his word. He never promised that to salvation. He never said it was stable. Revelation, like I said, 7 and 2, talks about one who has the covenant of the Most High. Would say, heard not the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees. Till we see the servant of our service of our Yah upon their brows. Till we have shown men what it is. Did you hear me? To be restored unto a pure, perfect word. Heard not the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees. To those who would listen to this exceeding word. Would be sealed and confirmed as steadfast. And he talked about 144,000, 12,000 of each of the 12 tribes of Israel would be sealed and confirmed. Sealed and confirmed, my brothers and sisters, worthy to survive the judgment that shall expose and destroy all those who had less than a perfect heart for the will of Yah. I believe it's time we understand, my brothers and sisters, the Most High knows the difference between those who do and don't love him. And he said he's going to judge every man by his exceeding word. It means that since we shouldn't judge ourselves so wise before the time, we must know that we must seek and await him who teaches all things that we might be confirmed. And my brothers and sisters, to seek to be confirmed after the word of anything or anyone less is a blasphemous insult against divine authority and his complicity with deceivers. Who's willing to understand it? My brothers and sisters, who's willing to understand it? 2 Thessalonians. I said 2 Thessalonians, my brothers and sisters. Tells us that once the principalities and powers infiltrate the churches, false leaders sit in the temples in your churches and presiding over it as if they were godly, causing men to prefer unrighteousness, causing them to seek to be justified by what the Most High knows is not enough. Causing men, my brothers and sisters, not to have a great love of the truth because they want to be justified after some illusion, some lesser standard, a strong delusion that they should believe pretentiousness, a pretense, a lie. Scripture says all who do so, he said, should be damned. How could they, my brothers and sisters, who only want to believe or obey part of the word, be true to all those who knew to seek it all? Simply not possible. As I said before, 45,000 denominations. You don't get 45,000 denominations teaching everything to all people. You don't retain 280 nations, all things being taught unto all people. He said from the very beginning that man should not sin. He should not fall away from the pure word. That's how you get these 280 nations. That's how you get all these variant factions. That's how you get these 45,000 denominations. If everyone who called themselves a believer had gone forth and taught according to the fullness of the Holy Spirit, according to the fullness of the authority the Most High gives by His Spirit to bring all things to remembrance, to teach all things, there would never be any of these divisions in the Holy Name. And believe me, my brothers and sisters, the Most High never sanctioned any deviant or fallen standard. They did not come after His Spirit. That's why He said, He will say to many, keep away from me, I never knew you. be damned if you're not, well, never willing or desirous to be true to all his name. And his name declares he is all that he is. When they wrote down Asher, 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 and said, I am that I am, the word Asher actually relates all. Amongst other things, it relates all that. I'm who I am, when I am, where I am, everything and all that I am. Any one of my brothers and sisters who would like to, well, I ask you a question. If somebody said, I like you, if you pluck out your eye, you cut off your nose, or you cut off a half a lip, would you say that's your friend? You say, you're my friend if you seek to keep all and uphold all, then, my brothers and sisters, that which is his conscience, his personality. Anything less, he does not call a friend, brothers and sisters. Anything less, he calls an enemy. Say, you're my friends if you seek to uphold all my will. All that is his person. I regret to say to many, the word of Yah, or the consummate word of Yah, has never yet been realized in their minds as an entity. Scripture says he called him the word of Yah. That means he personifies all that with the Most High has spoken. He personifies it, my brothers and sisters. The scripture says, how about what the scripture says? He comes to perform all that is divine pleasure. Scripture says he would discipline all the nations in Revelation 19:11 through 21. He would discipline all the nations with a rod of iron. It means an unflinching discipline. It's not compromised. Out of his mouth comes a sharp two-edged sword. In other words, after a pure and perfect word, he disciplines all the nations. Scripture says in Revelation 2:6, you need to read around 2:6 to around 3 and 9. It says, hey, those who seek all his word, he will give authority over the nations. How do you get authority after his kingdom above all the nations? Not after the word of the nations. He says, seek his perfect will. I guess he come against you with the sword of his mouth. That means his words, the sword of his mouth is his perfect will. That's his testimony. He said, after that standing, he would reprove all the nations. He said, he would make war for righteousness' sake, then for peace' sake. Because as long as men continue to uphold the multitude of partial standards, there is no peace. So who do you think it is, my brothers and sisters, that told you that the gospel is a partial word? Who is it, my brothers and sisters, that told you they taught you the gospel and never taught you the secret city prophecy, never taught you who the early church knew Messiah to be, that you might know what to expect in his appearance? If they didn't teach you such things, my brothers and sisters, everything you have is upon a faulty foundation. Revelation 16:12-21 relates when Messiah comes to relate all these things that the nations and rulers of the earth would not. He said all the foundations of all the nations, all of them, my brothers and sisters, will fall. It means all the foundations, my brothers and sisters, were partial, perverse, corrupt, foolish, deceitful. Not true to all the Most High declared. All as a result of a falling away. All the misadministrations of man. What he's saying, they weren't functioning after the fullness of his spirit. Therefore, the scripture says, when he comes to reprove them all, after him, every knee, unto him, after the fullness of his testimony, when it is revealed, scripture says, unto him, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. Why? Either men bow to that greater testimony and prove allegiance unto him, and him, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says, all who are incensed against that fullness of a testimony, all who are incensed against him shall be ashamed. Also in Isaiah 60th chapter, he calls all those who would not fall after the full way of peace, the full way of complete righteousness. He says he comes only to deliver those who return from this transgression. He said, when that greater light of invariant truth is revealed, all those who will not walk after that perfect light, he said, that nation shall perish. That means that construct, that false religiosity will perish. And in truth, my brothers and sisters, that means that every partial and perverse standard in this world must perish. And that's the only way there'll be peace. And that's the only way men will be delivered beyond mass illusion. Who's willing to understand it? Who is willing, my brothers and sisters, to believe it? So your righteousness must exceed then all these 45,000 denominations, all these 280 institutions and scriptures that the scripture said in advance, they are truths they will never tell. You must discover that secreted truth. my brothers and sisters, it says you should know in case enter the kingdom of Yah. It means you've been subject to another king. He would have taught you all these things. He said Messiah would come forth saying, draw near to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth. For I alone am a just one and a savior. Meaning all the others have taught you less. I alone am a just one and a savior. Draw near to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth. He said, I, the Lord, declare righteousness. I declare all the truth. I don't hide anything from you. I declare the things that are right. I didn't tell you to seek me in the after the vanity, in the vanities of the earth, where people hide the truth from you. Who's willing to understand, my brothers and sisters, that all the quarreling and contention that exists in this world, a lot of it has to do with the idea that a whole lot of folks to turn around and say, well, I don't know anything about this. They're acting as if they don't need to know. My people destroyed, divided, contentious, not one for lack of knowledge. Isn't it time, my brothers and sisters, we seek the knowledge that is missing? That we all be one? Isn't it time that we seek the truth that has been missing, my brothers and sisters, that we no longer lie, but got the perfect will of Yah? Like I said, to call yourself wise after any of these world's sensibilities, or to think, man, to think he is wise, after any worldly, partial, divided standard, is to be an ally, my brothers and sisters, with deceivers. There's a reason why Messiah said, watch out for false prophets. Broad is the way that leads to destruction. Narrow is the road that leads to eternal life. Very few are they who see beyond all these partial testimonies after the will of the Spirit, the teacher who exposes all such fallen. See, not everyone who cries unto me, Lord, Lord, enters the kingdom, but he who does the will of my Father. Well, a lot of folks have been called upon the name of the Most High to profane it. A lot of folks have been called upon the name of the Most High, but not in truth nor in righteousness. That's the scripture says that the whole world is going to have to wake up to that understanding. If they didn't teach you, you should be looking. Reveals all things that have been missing. They didn't teach you the gospel. For the Most High told me directly, the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. What they think they know, not giving consideration to all things that he has spoken, all things in order, all things reinforcing everything else he said. He said that's not wisdom at all. To believe these multitude of contentions are a work of the Holy Spirit, you can't be a disciple unto him. You must know to be a disciple unto him that you need to seek something more. My website, hiddengospel.com, articles like Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation, you truly need it. Articles like The Secret City Prophecies at hiddengospel.com, you need it. Tribulation 70 to 365 AD, you need it. Gospel of Shiloh, you need it. My brothers and sisters, if your pastors were out to teach you everything the scripture said, they would not have missed any of these things. I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near unto his might, honor, and praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again, my brothers and sisters, indeed, for listening.